For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for April 9th goes to a 26-year-old California man named Adrian Yan. Adrian Yan is a sucker, a complete and total punk. And the reason I say that is because what he did is despicable. And I don't use the word despicable unless it's absolutely necessary, because it's a word that causes me to spit all over things. All right. It's a word that if you have a lisp, you shouldn't be saying during this current COVID-19 pandemic, unless you're wearing a mask, because you will spit all over the place. And that's unsanitary. But what Adrian did is despicable. Let me wipe my screen off. All right. See, I reported last week about how there has been an uptick in domestic disturbances since the self-quarantining started. A lot of people are trapped with their abusers. But when you think domestic disturbance, you don't usually think about family members beating on each other. You usually think about couples, people in a relationship. Well, this clown-ass dude named Adrian Yan showed me that is absolutely not the case. Let's go to ABC 7 to see why I keep spitting all over things to call this dude despicable.
All seen the barren store shelves with no toilet paper in sight. The tension over toilet paper has now turned violent in one home in Saugus. LA County Sheriff's deputies in Santa Clarita Valley say a 26-year-old man attacked his own mother because he thought she was hiding toilet paper. The 26-year-old was arrested. The Sheriff's Department has expressed concern over the possible increase in violence, domestic violence in particular, during the pandemic.
You heard that right. Adrian stole off on his mama. With some toilet paper, punched his old earth, his mother, the womb from which he came, in the face over some goddamn toilet paper. I don't know what's in the Cottonelle nowadays, but it got y'all acting like straight fiends. You got meth heads, sherm heads, crack heads, and shaman heads out here in these streets. It's ridiculous. It's been a few weeks now, you know, since we've all been self-quarantined, and the CDC has yet to tell us what's the correlation between coronavirus and toilet paper. I understand when I go to the grocery store and Lysol is sold out. I understand why hand sanitizer is sold out. I understand why all the soap is sold out. I understand why the sanitary wipes is sold out. But why is all the Angel Soft gone? What am I missing? Seriously, I see videos online of people fighting in the grocery store over Scott toilet tissue. And I'm like, damn, y'all ready to die over some two-ply? Adrian Yan, you are 26 years old. Let's discuss the obvious. First of all, you're too old to be living with your mother. Okay, you are the scrub T-Boss Chili and Left Eye was singing about, also known as a buster. And you got the nerve to punch your mother in the face, the woman who is clearly taking care of your big grown 26-year-old ass. You know how we know she's taking care of you? Because you live with her and you don't even have your own toilet paper. You can't even properly wipe your ass without asking your mother's permission. Your mom had to hide the toilet paper from you because you were using too much of it. You was putting too much quilted Northern in your booty. I don't know what's going on in this world, but there is something in the toilet paper. And every time I hear a story about how y'all are wilding out over toilet paper, it really makes me understand this meme that's floating around that I saw. It's this meme where instead of a capsule of crack, Nino Brown was holding a roll of toilet paper. And I can look at that meme and turn it into a whole parody movie called New Crack City. Okay, the crack has nothing to do with drugs and everything to do with the crack in your ass. It would be about a crew of hustlers who come into a community during the coronavirus crisis and realize it's a shortage of toilet paper. And clearly, people are dying to wipe their ass.
All right, at the clubs, right? Some of the fellas were getting ready to step away from the blackjack table at the bar, getting ready to buy like a $50 or $100 worth of sniff. I set them up in the back room with a hit of the
toilet paper.
And yo, 15 minutes after leaving the club, they'd be back with two and three people with them. So what? Man, they ain't come back for the cocaine. They came back.
Toilet paper.
You sounding like this is the wheel or something, like it's gonna change the world. Look, man, I don't know about all that change the world, but what I do know is that they be going crazy over this.
Toilet paper.
Man, I'm telling you. And the bitches, oh Lord, the bitches, yo, they do anything for this.
Toilet paper.
Now, Adrian Yan was charged with battery. And if I'm his mother, I'm making him find another place to self-quarantine. Please let Remy Ma give Adrian Yan the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.